Hello, everyone, and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 29th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Due to some scheduling stuff, it doesn't look like we'll be able to talk over the E3 press conferences this year. If you've looked at a schedule, it's kind of spread out from Saturday to Tuesday, basically. So it's kind of a crazy thing how it's sort of turned from a two-day thing to a five-day thing. So anyways, Jocelyn's going to be away for a week starting next week, so she won't return until a majority of the press conferences are through, so I figured that we would just do an overview episode for E3 once she returns on the Thursday. However, that being said, next week when she is away, I'll be joined by Crofton Steers of the Good, Bad, or Bullshit podcast, and also a future project that we're working on. But either way, he'll be on to give E3 predictions next week, so we'll lock those in before all the announcements start hitting, at least the ones that haven't been leaked yet. So look forward to a prediction show next week, as well as an overview once Jocelyn returns the week after E3, or the week of E3, rather. But yeah, who are we kidding? I'm going to watch most of these press conferences, especially Nintendo, and I welcome everyone to hang out in the Discord and watch live with me, and hey, if it gets crazy, maybe we'll jump into a voice chat and just chat over it ourselves and just have a grand old time. But I'll be in the Discord and happy to chat along with all of you as we watch the new announcements fly. Shipwrecks and Shanties won't see a new episode this week as they're waiting for the next content drop. Maybe we'll hear at E3 what that content will actually be. I haven't really heard anything, to be honest, but I have been quite busy. Busy with God of War, that is. I'm not going to talk about God of War on the Gamers Inn, as I've already talked it to death. I will say this. I continued to play after last week's episode, as I continued in the endgame, and I ended up finishing Muspelheim and Niflheim, the two endgame pieces with the combat trials and the maze, the roguelike maze. I was going for the trophies, and honestly, I was just also having fun. Wasn't ready to put down the controller for... I really enjoyed the combat. The story was pretty much done, though, as I had actually YouTubed the end of finding all the Valkyries and taking those out. However, I ended up doing that as well, so I got to see it in person, too. So those fights were a lot of fun. I really enjoyed God of War. That is probably the end of our conversation about God of War until Jocelyn plays it. But certainly expect us to bring it up closer to Game of the Year type stuff at the end of this year, which is, it's quite a ways away. Let's not kid ourselves. The end of the year is far away. Let's enjoy summer while we have it. Ryan, what are you doing? As for what I am talking about, I did get time to play Detroit Become Human. Going to try to play a little bit more before the show on Thursday. That game has a very interesting opener. And by that, I mean the demo that we talked about for about 20 minutes is the opening of the game. A very strong opening. However, the game then goes into, for lack of a better word or term or phrase, chore simulator. I thought Ashley would enjoy playing the game with me, and she had already seen the opening demo because we played through it. So once the opening demo wraps up, we're introduced to some new robot friends, and it's like, do the dishes, get a delivery, and I'm like... Ashley's like, is this the game? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm starting to worry. So she left the room, and then actually things started to get interesting. So we'll talk more about that on Thursday. Alongside that, I'm hoping to chat about Moonlighter, a new indie game that launched today. And yeah, I've had the code for a while, haven't had a chance to boot it up, but I'm going to check it out on stream. So if you want to check out the VOD before the show on Thursday, you can go to twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA. That's Moonlighter that I'm going to be checking out. Jocelyn will be away next week, but has been playing Detroit Become Human, so expect her to talk about that alongside me on this week's show. Don't worry, though, as I stated, Jocelyn will return for our E3 overview episode during the week of E3. Anyways, Summoner's Call. The newly announced game club kicks off this week with Fire Emblem Echoes Shadows of Valentia. So if you haven't checked the game out, or want to check the game out, or just want to return to it like Eddie and I, we're going to be playing through... segment by segment. I don't have noted here how far we'll be going, but it is quite, it's an early chapter. I think it's the first, after the first dungeon. So if you played that game, you know what I'm talking about. But join us. We'll be talking about how far we make it into the game. We actually announced how far we were going to go last week. So check that out. Boot up Shadows of Valentia and play along with us. We'd love to have you. We'll also have a new legendary banner, and I know who it is. It's the Ryoma. Ryoma's coming back. Legendary Ryoma. He's a water character. It's like Intelligent Systems is just feeding Reddit with Meme Builder. You know, if you're building a garden, you give it Turf Builder or something. This is Meme Builder they're giving them. So yeah, look forward to that on Saturday. As for upcoming events, Moonliner, as I said, is out right now on PC and PS4. I'm going to be checking that out, so we'll talk about it on the Gamers Inn. As well as E3 announcements, start in less than 2 weeks. Unless, you know, only if you're able to keep a good secret. Most of the announcements are already leaking out right now. So I don't know if it's like the big stuff is leaking, but there's stuff starting to trickle out as each year people start to try to get stuff out earlier and earlier as to not be overshadowed by the big three. So, yeah, I'm sure if you load up IGN or Polygon, you're reading an E3 rumor right now. So hope it's a juicy one. A new Gamers Inn records this week live on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersinn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening and have a great week.